League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You want it? Say so. I did something the other day that I haven't done in a while. I stroked Pussy. Pussycat. Oh dear. My mum does this. She talks about cats as pussies and says, oh, you know, I love stroking a little pussy. I'm like, Mom, I know what you're doing. She acts all innocent. No, I just call cats pussies. Well, stop. There's lots of words that you can't use anymore that you used to be able to say. Then again, you're still using most of those words, so. Yes, I haven't stroked pussy for a while. It's been a long lockdown, hasn't it? But I haven't stroked a cat for many years, or a dog for that matter, or a tortoise, or whatever you weirdos stroke. I'm not sure why that is, why I've never stroked animals for so long. As I've talked about previously on this podcast, my mum's dog is fucking annoying, you know, constantly. Get down, bagel, get down. Leaving its fucking hair everywhere and ripping holes in my All Saints clothes, twat. The other day, I was sitting in the sunshine in my garden, and there's a cat that always comes in there. And we always keep a respectable distance from each other, because it knows it's getting nothing from me. No food, no affection. I'll coexist with it, I'll share the space, I'm not a cunt. I pay the mortgage and he contributes fuck all, but my motto has always been, you can come into my garden as long as you don't shit on the lawn. Same with my mum. So for a few years now, it has known, and I say it because I've told you I'm not interested in the cat, and I'm certainly not interested in looking at what genitals it has. Not that cats have genitals, as far as I know. Don't they all get removed by caring owners? Horrendous. Anyway, I think it's a he, actually. He has a name. It's the neighbour's cat, but I call it Fishy. So it has accepted that I'm not interested, and so it's he doesn't come anywhere near me. And I guess without thinking, it became exactly the plot of When Harry Met Sally. Can a human and a cat share a space without the inevitable happening? The pussy gets stroked. Well, let's see, shall we? The other day, it was very sunny in London. You know what I'm saying, you're in your garden, in your pants, all oiled up, factor 15, you're feeling horny. Standard. And the cat was there, keeping its distance, and then it started coming over to where I was at, which it never really does, rubbing itself provocatively against the table leg and giving me the eye. Now, I know what that signal is. Now. Fuck, I spent the first few years of my adult life totally oblivious to signals. Even when someone was saying it in direct terms that they wanted it, I was confused. I watched the film Swingers too much, and it got into my head that if you like someone, you don't say so. You don't make it obvious. You leave it industry standard 7 days before you call someone. So crazy. It's only when you reach your 40s do you realise if you want it, so. Just say, we all want it. I want it. All you have to do is say so. Say the word. And the cat was saying the word, rubbing its filthy fucking head all over the wooden legs of the table. And I looked at him and he looked at me and I thought, you know, why haven't I stroked a pussycat for years? Can't just be my mum's annoying dog putting me off animals. And I had to be honest with myself. I've got it into my head that it is literally filthy. It is dirty. Stroking a pussy is dirty when it's not. It's not dirty. My mum strokes her pussy all the time and there is nothing dirty about them. This is so childish, isn't it? Anyway. So I kept giving Fisher the eye and he tentatively purred forwards into my personal space. For the first time in years, Christ, it had been so long. He came to the base of my leg and started rubbing himself on me. I quivered breathlessly, so many years building up to this moment. I reached down, even though I had lower back pain. I could wait no longer. The feelings were too strong, too powerful. My mons was throbbing as I reached down and stroked that gorgeous pussy back and forth. Back and forth. It purred as I stroked the pussy back and forth, back and forth. Its tongue started licking my hands as its powerful rough tongue started teasing betwixt my fingers. I looked to the heavens and realized, oh, when Harry Met Sally was right, men and pussy cannot be friends. It always ends up like this. Well, the whole relationship is clouded with the thoughts of this. And to be honest, as it was happening, I thought, why have I waited so long? This is what life is about, right? Two people, or in this case, one person and a small furry pussy, should be together as one. We spend years dancing around each other. And the reality is we're far better together than alone. This moment has changed everything. Everything. When Nathie met Fishy. After the pandemic, there should be no holding back. I've talked about fucking in the streets, and of course there should be that. But let's do away with the notions of the past that we can just be friends. Those days are long gone, my friends. But you're not my friends. You're my lovers. I'm only human. And you're an animal. And I'm like a horny Dr. Dolittle. And I'm ready to stroke pussy. Dog, hound or beast. So if you want it, if you want it, you want it, say so. Say so. If you're in my bed, in a garden, in a park, if the authorities and the RSPCA aren't around, I'm ready. You want it? Say so. Say so. We've all seen the Netflix documentary, My Teacher the Octopus. Teach me. Teach me, hound. Teach me, pussy or octopussy. Teach me. Teach me with those paws, those tentacles, those testicles. Ah. Oh. Oh, what's his name? Oh, is it Fishy? Is it? Oh, what a lovely little furry thing. Is it a boy or a girl? Oh, it doesn't matter anymore, does it? Now he's had his genitals removed, humanely. Oh, come here, you little tease. You can rub yourself up and down on me. As long as you don't get hairs on my trousers or rip a hole in my 89-pound top, you disgusting little twat. Seriously, we all get lonely. Stroke a pussy. Makes you feel better. I get it. These cat cafes where you can stroke pussy, I get it. I'm a changed man. I spent decades playing hard to get, but no longer. You want it? You want it? Say so. Just say so. Come over to my place. We can do anything, and I mean anything. I will do anything for love. But I won't do that. And by that, I mean watch you shit in my garden. I won't do that. Anything but that. Just say so.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.